Blade of Fire by Stuart Hill. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. At the hub of the world, Queen Thirin was in the leopard hold, watching the finishing touches being added to the coming victory feast. The alliance of human, snow leopard and wolf folk had defeated the fearsome ice trolls in a vicious battle, and the victors were assembling, ready to mark the event with mountains of food and rivers of beer. Much had changed since the first time she and Oscan had come to the capital of the snow leopards almost 20 years before. For one thing, the royal court now held its gatherings in this massive ice cave deep within the everlasting snows of the Hub Mountains. Not only did this provide shelter for the human ambassadors and other dignitaries who visited the kingdom of the snow leopards, but it also added greater majesty to the royal court. The cave was packed with long tables, around which sat leopards, humans and werewolves, all talking and laughing at once, filling the air with a tangle of voices and a frosting of breath that wafted like vaporous banners. In the centre of the cave a huge fire roared, its heat and light erupting into the freezing air, before climbing higher and higher into the roof, which arched over the feasters in a single elegant leap of ice that no human architect could ever hope to equal. Here, the firelight ignited 1,000 glittering reflections on the surfaces of